Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, Buying Your First Car. In this session, we are going to discuss some of the issues you will face when you buy your first car. Buying a car is exciting, potentially stressful, and often expensive. In fact, for many people, buying a car is the third most expensive type of transaction they have, after buying a house and funding an education. To make the process easier, consider that there are three parts of the process: choosing the car you want, negotiating the purchase price, and paying for the car. And remember, an automobile is not an investment. It is just a way of getting from one place to another. Choose the car you want and that you can afford. Whether you decide to buy a new or a used car, be sure to do your homework. Along with considering the creature comforts of the car and whether you like it, you should also investigate the reliability of the car and the costs to drive and maintain it. Be sure to test drive every car you are considering. You can learn about the costs of operating the car and its reliability by examining the gas mileage information on the sticker and visiting websites that review cars. Use the internet to search for sites that provide this type of information. Before you buy a car, speak with an insurance agent to learn what your insurance premiums will be. When you take everything into account, car payments, maintenance, parking, gas, and insurance, you may want to limit the total auto expense to 10 to 15% of your monthly income. Choosing to buy a new or used car is usually a matter of preference and what you can afford. New cars are nice and usually come with a warranty that covers unforeseen expenses, but of course, they do cost more. If you are considering a used car, be sure to do some extra homework on the kind of car you are considering. Have a qualified mechanic inspect the car, and you may want to get an online vehicle history report to learn if the car was ever stolen, salvaged, or recalled. The report will also provide information on the number of previous owners, whether it ever failed an inspection, or if someone tried to modify the odometer. Next, you need to negotiate the purchase. This is often the most stressful part. You will be spending a considerable amount of money, and car salespeople are notorious for their aggressive sales techniques. Always remember that you are the customer, and that there are many dealerships that would love to have your business. Do your homework and be prepared before you walk into a showroom. If you are just looking and not ready to buy a car, emphasize that to the salesperson when you walk in. When you are ready to buy, you should come with facts, and there is no better place to get those facts than the internet. Several websites, including AutoBuyTel and Cars Direct, will let you get price quotes ahead of time. Do not be afraid to take printed copies of those quotes and show them to the salesperson. Stay focused on the purchase price of the car you want. Keep discussions about any trade-in separate and any discussion on financing out of the negotiation. Be careful not to be talked into dealer add-ons like rust-proofing, extended warranties, or other options unless you really want them. These add-ons are very profitable for the dealer and can be very expensive to you. Don't hesitate to walk out and go to another dealer if you don't get the price you want, or if you are not treated with respect. Finally, you have to pay for the car. You can pay cash. And while most people do not pay cash, you may want to do this if you have excess funds available. It is simple, and you avoid any interest expenses. You can also make a down payment and get a loan on the rest. This is most common. There are many places to get car loans, including banks, credit unions, and the dealer. Terms usually vary from 24 to 72 months in length, with most people choosing loans from 48 to 60 months. Many websites have calculators that can help you determine what your monthly payments would be at different loan amounts and different interest rates. Unless you are planning to use financing from the dealer, line up your financing before you walk into the showroom. That will be one less thing to distract you and will help you stay within your budget. Another popular way people pay for cars is by leasing them. This avoids the need for a large down payment, and at the end of the lease, you just return the car. But you never really own the car. Leasing may be attractive if you plan to keep the car for 3 to 4 years, or if you plan to drive a great deal and can get a lease without a mileage limit. Whether you are getting a loan or using a lease, be sure to fully understand all the financing details before you sign any documents. In summary, you can make getting the car you want and can afford easier by doing your homework and by avoiding becoming emotional during the process. Negotiating the purchase is usually adversarial, but being prepared and being willing to take your business elsewhere can help you stay in control of the process. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.